This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Examine what else is going on in the world today, flying through the day, flying through the month, the years, the time passes on. So this year, I'm going to guarantee every listener to this program gets $102,306 in salary. How about that? Pretty good way to start this hour of the program.
With a raise?
I can't wait.
All right. Let's see, in a moment, I want to, speaking of raises, tell you the story about a lottery winner who hit a roadblock. You know what I mean? But first, Victoria is going to take us down another street. What's cooking?
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in the news, and he's kind of taking a page from Shark Tank, which actually makes me think he would be great on Shark Tank.
He would be.
He would be a really interesting addition. So anyway, so he is announcing a new contest, and in a very kind of shark manner, he is talking about trade, technology, climate, finance, and capital markets, inclusion, urbanization, and global governance. The contest is he wants a winning idea in those seven categories, and so the winner will join 500 of the world's most influential executives, tech innovators, experts, and academics in November at the Bloomberg New Economy Forum in Beijing. And so on the Bloomberg website, you can submit a video with whatever your idea is. And they said as long as it doesn't require a change in public policy in order to move forward with your solution, they want everybody. They want nonprofits, government agencies, anybody, if you're an employee from a research and development center to a social impact department to HR, they want startups and entrepreneurs, and they want anyone with emerging technologies and creative new processes. That's who they want to talk to. And so he says as we move forward to, you know, a new kind of economy, for a new global economy, that's really what he's looking to do. He's looking to scale these new economies and make them the new normal, and seven solutions will be presented in total at the new economy forum in November.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, very cool.
Seems, yeah, very nice. Speaking of very nice and very cool, David Ortiz, Big Papi, out of intensive care. We all know the shooting that took place in the Dominican Republic a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out he wasn't even the target, but he's going to suffer
That's
the effects
what they're saying, but,
for the rest of his life. Anyway, so another reason not to go to the Dominican Republic. Here's the story of Richard Zelasco. Zelasco won $88 million, Mega Millions jackpot, 5 years ago. He was in the process of a divorce at the time, and he didn't give any money to his wife because she was soon to be his ex-wife. So the wife decided she wanted a piece of that, and she's been in court since 2013. An arbitrator said, it's part of the marital escape, good Doug. Part of the marital, there's a Freudian, a Freudian slip. Part of the marital escape, no, part of the marital estate. So he has to give her $40 million.
Wow.
What's happened to that? Well, isn't it, think about it for a minute. If that's the law, the law in Michigan is 50-50 state, right? Another reason not to get married, or not to get married in Michigan, or to take good
care
of your wife.
As I celebrate my anniversary, yes.
Happy anniversary! Yay! So that's a deal and a half, right, under the circumstances. So the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, who is a member of the Pritzker family. You know what the Pritzker family stands for, what they're all about?
No, I don't.
They are the largest family stockholder in a large hotel chain, and now I'm trying to remember which one's not Marriott, so it must be the other one. They are a Dallas-based family. They hold a lot of investments in huge hedge funds. Mrs. Pritzker runs everybody's got a different business. So, you know, when you go to the airport, you see those yellow and the black and yellow dotted vans bringing people to the parking garage on the outskirts of the airport. I forget what they're called, but they're yellow and black.
Those shuttle buses?
She owns the parking garage. They buy parking. Imagine the value of the land those parking garages are just in the outskirts, but the outrageous fees. I paid, by the way, when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, I paid $136 to park my car across from that hotel for a day. $136.
For one day?
For one day. And the guy looked at me. I had forgotten I went to the same garage last year and argued about a bill, and I finally got them to drop it down. But then, because no other parking, it's all supply and demand. There's no other parking around in that area. So it's pretty messy. Anyway, so Pritzker signed a package of legislation meant to protect the state's immigrant community. I thought this was interesting. Package contains three different bills. First one makes Illinois the first state to ban for-profit civil detention centers. The second part of the package prohibits police from working with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies, the ICE officers, when it comes to removing undocumented immigrants. And third, the bill makes both undocumented students and transgender students eligible for a college grant program. What's the third part got to do with the first and second part would be my
question. I kind of thought that, too. It seems like it's a... I understand the undocumented students being, eligible for the grants. I think part of the anti-discrimination, I think, is that's why there's transgender students in there, too. I think that's... They're not illegal transgender students. I think it's a separate thing. If I'm reading that correctly, I think that's part of his, like, education.
So some of the undocumented people that are coming here are transgender. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's just protections for transgender students who are already here. I think it's a combo.
Is it a good idea to put them all together? Do they get some of the starch or impact of it lost because it's put in a bill that pays more attention to illegal immigrants than it does to people who are going through any kind of discrimination because of their sexual orientation? I wonder about that. So that's that. And Illinois seems to be an unusual state for that to have. I think that's sort of the sub-headline here. Who would have thought...
Yeah, I was very surprised that Illinois would take such a hard-line stance.
That seems very unusual. Those of you who live in Illinois, what do you think of that? You can contact us, Twitter handle, @DJVShow, @Jennifer Horn, who's not with us at the moment. She's having a four-day vacation. On Air Victoria, @OnAirVictoria, and @CSchillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, Doug Steffen, @DougSteffen. Our most recent podcast at the DJV Show, we talk about what trend is actually causing millennials to grow horns on the back of their heads. I thought there was a spoof to that at first, but then it's been widely reported that that is, in fact, what's going on. So you want to hear the story behind the story, we've got it for you at the DJV Show podcast. It's DJVShow.com. Pampers Gender Equality Campaign is something we talk about as well in the podcast. And Meghan Markle's possible return to the last season of Suits. So you want to visit your favorite podcasting platform, and that's where you can download, rate, and subscribe to our DJV podcast. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com/DJV Show or on Twitter @DJV. Say it again. There it is. DJV Show. There we are at 15 past the hour. This is, yes, in fact, another reminder. You're listening to the Doug, Jen, Victoria program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
The Geek Out. Oh boy, lately there has been a lot of misinformation about the death of iTunes. Let's make this clear. Your iTunes library is not about to die. No, what's going on is this. Apple is finally getting around to decluttering iTunes into a pure music app. Later this year, iTunes will break apart into three separate applications: podcast, movies, and music. And it's that music one that will continue to give you the same, if not better, access to your music files, all without the confusing UI that has plagued iTunes as it became overstuffed with things not about music. Don't worry, iTunes isn't going away. It's simplifying, and that's a good thing. We've got more about why iTunes isn't dead at the Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's easy to get jaded about potential signs of life on Mars, but the discovery reported over the weekend in the New York Times, where you might raise your eyebrows a little bit, the story explains that NASA's Curiosity rover has detected, quote, startlingly high levels of methane, the gas typically produced by life. The quantities are still tiny at 21 parts per billion, but that's three times the amount Curiosity spotted during a surge back in 2013. The rover operators were surprised enough to pause their regularly scheduled studies to get follow-up data. And who remembered that we still had that vehicle on Mars and that we're still using it? Pretty amazing.
Wasn't there one that died on Mars? The rover was.
Yeah, there's another one up there. They're not sure what produces the methane. Maybe they've got cows up on Mars, huh? All that stuff. The microbiologists at several schools have said that there's underground life there, and this just verifies it. And that would make sense. What happens when the sun hits the planet? It's pretty damn hot. Up there is pretty much a desert, but underneath, all kinds of, again, this planet's been in existence as long as ours, so you can imagine with as many changes as have happened here on our planet over the billions of years it's existed, wouldn't you think the same kind of thing would have happened on Mars?
It's true, yep.
Lots of different things going on here, so I think this stuff's fascinating, frankly. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Barry Manifold. I've always thought he was a very creative, clever singer. Very good pop music comes from him. Barry Manilow in the music spotlight here. 24 at the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I focused on a gift that Barry Manilow has sent to a North Carolina high school. They're going to get $100,000 worth of new band gear. The area recovering from Hurricane Florence. Still, there was a report over the weekend the band at East Duplin High School couldn't afford any new instruments and uniforms, so they entered a national contest by the Manilow Music Project for help. And a video of the announcement at a Las Vegas show last week, Manifold took a pause from singing to crown East Duplin as the winner. He said he'd been bombarded with video entries from high schools all across the country saying why they think they deserve the funds before giving East Duplin the $100,000 for the new instruments and the new uniforms. The school's band director says words could not describe his gratitude. I would think this would be kind of a cool
thing. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
Isn't it nice? These people do these good
things. Music programs have been cut from almost every public school.
Yeah, it's right. Phys ed, music programs gutted. Why we have a federal education department has been a question I've asked since I was a teacher. Well, when I first started teaching, there was no education department. It got added in the, I think it was the 70s or just it started when I was teaching. And they just keep, you know, that's what the federal government does, usurping power and control. And if you don't, you know, we'll give you lots of money, but you better do it our way. And so you're right, Victoria. Many
I just think arts education is so important.
It is.
I mean, there are so many studies. I mean, books and books and books of studies of the benefits for kids.
Yep.
Especially kids who are, you know, at-risk kids, you know, to have an outlet of arts education and music. It changes lives. That's where my money would go. If I had lots of charitable money to give, I'd definitely I'd focus on that.
Well, maybe that raise you just got.
Yes.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien has a podcast, and I was listening to it the other day, and he went to Harvard, and he was talking about how he went, and he had never been that great at, you know, math or things like that, and he thought he wasn't as good as the other people at Harvard, and then he got there and realized that half of them couldn't talk. They didn't know how to communicate with each other because none of them had taken any, like, arts classes. They'd only take sciences, and they'd never learned any of that, like, basic communication with other
people. By the way, his new show sucks. That late-night show he used to have was very funny. Now it's terrible. Awful.
I haven't seen it, honestly. I haven't seen it in years.
Terrible. But Manilow is continuing, man. The guy's 76 years old. He is fabulous. His voice still is good and strong. He's on the road having a great time. Good for him. His music is just, I love his music. Always have. Up next here, Pink Floyd. This is a good combo. Barry Manilow. That'd make a great disc jockey in a club, right? Followed up by Pink Floyd. Well, Dave Gilmore, who is with Pink Floyd, put his guitars up for auction. He says, Christie says it raised $21.5 million selling off 120 of his guitars. Proceeds went to Client Earth, which is a nonprofit fighting climate change. The items included guitars by Fender, Rickenbacker, Ovation, Gibson, C.F. Martin, and Gretsch. Guitar cases, banjo also, some amps went. A black Stratocaster dubbed the Black Strat was the top item. $3,975,000, a new record for a guitar at auction. Gilmore said, "We need a civilized world that goes on for all our grandchildren and beyond, in which these guitars can be played and songs can be sung." I guess we can all agree with that, can't we, huh? Pretty, that's a lot. Imagine that. Almost $4 million for a guitar. It's
crazy. Yeah.
28 after on the DJV program.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. Authorities in Texas say a woman and three children have been found dead near the Mexican border. The Hidalgo County Sheriff sent out a tweet Sunday night saying that two infants, a toddler, and a 20-year-old were found dead by Border Patrol agents just outside of McAllen, Texas. And a first-of-its-kind rocket launch is set for tonight. SpaceX is planning to launch a Falcon Heavy rocket for a Defense Department mission. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
After the hour, examining what's going on in the world today. DJV Way. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer off at the beach. Right? Didn't she go to the beach?
Yeah, I think so.
To the beach, yeah. Okay, the mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia. You know what his name is?
No.
Nuka Yaka Walker.
Is that real? Kara, can we fact check this, please?
Oh, come on.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mr. Walker has asked the city council to continue its practice of changing city holidays commemorating historical figures. He's proposed eliminating Thomas Jefferson's birthday as a city holiday and replacing it with Liberation and Freedom Day, celebrating the emancipation of
it's also
slaves.
A woman.
What's that?
I said it's a female mayor, but
Nuka Yaka is a mayor, is a woman.
Yeah, it's not
Nuka Yaka.
Nikuya, N-I-K-U-Y-A-H, Nikuya Walker.
Nuka Yaya.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She celebrated...
Yeah, why isn't everyone just named George? Everything else is too hard.
Dudley. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, they've... this is an interesting concept. Yeah, you know, other than on the surface, okay, we have our own local pride, but there are so many of these days that are federal holidays. You know how I feel about that. And with this recent, this past weekend of activity on my farm, did you get the Facebook to work, by the way, Victoria? You said
I saw
the pictures.
The Eastleigh Farm website wasn't loading for me, but I saw it got a ton of press. You've got a lot of local press. The pictures are incredible.
Yeah.
If you just Google Eastleigh Farm, it all comes up, and it's really cool.
Right. Yeah. So maybe we should have our own Confederate Day here. Or not Confederate, but we could have the Civil War Day in Framingham, and it could be at the farm. Right? Have a little acknowledgement, maybe education. A lot of educational opportunities for something like that. And that would be, I'd be for what this lady is proposing. Frankly, I think it's a good idea. Because we have too many federal holidays. Nobody knows what they're for anymore. Nobody knows what good they are. You have Memorial Day and people think it's barbecue time. That's what it's for. No, it's not for that. So, anyway. Pete Buttigieg. What's his name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
There you go.
Says he's certain there have been gay presidents before.
He might not be wrong.
He's not wrong. I mean, statistically, don't look at the odds. It's probably very true.
So who would it have been then?
Oh, well, that's a good
debate. Book on that?
I don't know.
He said,
who would you pick? Because you know more about probably the history of presidents than the rest of us. So
maybe William Henry Harrison, Polk, maybe.
I admittedly know
presidents.
Very little about both of them.
Yeah. Not,
did
not
one
really
die in a bathtub or one of them died?
Harrison.
Okay.
Where's my book of presidents? I'm looking for my
Lord.
Your book of gay presidents?
Who was the head of the FBI or whatever who used to dress in
women's
clothes?
Oh, he was definitely gay. J. Edgar
Hoover.
Herbert.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah, so who was the president when he was...
He was first in put in office
Nixon?
When FDR. No.
FDR, no, that was further back. He was in the 50s, right? Wasn't J. Edgar Hoover up to no good in the 50s?
Yeah, well, his number one guy, they used to dance and put skirts and stuff on together.
Well, maybe that's your answer.
Well, he wasn't president, but he might as well have been.
He was the head of the FBI, right?
Nasty. He was a bad guy, man. He was a bad, bad guy. Okay, the federal government, $3 trillion from the first of the year. Deficit hit $738 billion, so that means we've spent $3 trillion, and that's $738 billion more than we took in. Not a great track record for the new president or for anybody in office. This is the first time in our history the government has spent more than $3 trillion in the first 8 months of the fiscal year. The record $3 trillion, $13,541 million that the government spent this past 8 months was $181 billion more than the record of $2,800,000,000. Well, these numbers are nonsense, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like white noise, honestly.
Federal tax revenues, does this sound like noise too? $2,274,000,000,000. All right, so you get the point. We're spending way too much money. And it's interesting. Department of Health and Human Services costs the most money. And that's Social Security.
What do they cover? Okay, Social Security. What else?
Well, all of the entitlements, basically. That's all in that big basket of, money,
I wish
money,
Bill
money.
Clinton would just tell everyone how he managed to leave office with a surplus.
Yeah, right.
Did he ever share that secret?
No. Well, I don't think it was a secret. I think it was just management.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever he did, he should start, a tutorial for incoming presidents.
Yeah. The controversy over Leaving Neverland. Remember HBO's Leaving Neverland?
Yeah.
Came out and what it made.
I didn't see it. Did you?
I saw bits and pieces of it, made me very uncomfortable, so I stopped
watching it. My friends who saw it said it was just too disturbing, and they warned me away from it, so I didn't watch it.
Some film scholars have been arguing about this, whether it was real, truthful, objective. This is something that has changed not only the way documentary films are done, but people's thoughts about Michael Jackson have 180 degrees changed. A lot of radio stations don't even play his music anymore.
I know.
See, I feel like they changed in the immediate aftermath, but then I feel like people moved on again from it. I'm sure there are still some stations.
Is that appropriate, when you look at it, Cara, and think about, okay, well, we learned our lesson and people... He paid the price. Is it just short-sighted?
I don't know. I think that Michael Jackson has such an impact on the music of the world that I don't think that people are willing to completely let go of his music. When it comes to someone like R. Kelly, you know, okay, he's got a couple big hits, but, like, no one's going to, you know, really be that sad if they never hear Ignition Remix again. Like, you know, it's
or
not...
Or She Reminds Me of My Jeep or whatever that horrible song was.
Yeah, like, you know, it doesn't have that big of an impact. But with Michael Jackson, and I will admit, like, I don't know how to feel about it. Maybe he really did do everything that's in the movie. And that makes me feel horrible for the people that it happened to, and that he became such a big superstar, if that's what he was doing in the background. But also, I love his music, and so I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the documentary
either. I think
that
sums it up really well. I think a lot of people feel exactly the same way as you. It's a confusing thing. How do you take something that you love so much and then, you know, look behind the curtain, and if it's true, it's pretty horrendous.
Pretty nasty stuff. Speaking of that, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth. Have you been following what's happened to her in battle with cancer?
I heard that she was in a coma, but
she's in a medically induced coma now. I think isn't that the end when they have to do that?
Yep, done. She's finished.
I've got to say, neither of them, I don't really follow Dog the Bounty Hunter, but occasionally I would see his show on TV, and neither of them look like they're in the greatest of shape.
I think there are a lot of abuses there, but she was very hefty, and now is down to nothing. And I think they were estranged for a while too. They were fighting about what to do with the money from the show, and all of that stuff. When you consider she's only 51, and you look at what's happened, arguing about money doesn't seem to be too important, does it? When you get right down to brass tacks. Speaking of weight loss. Have you seen pictures of Celine Dion? My God, she looks
awful. She's so skinny.
Awful.
I mean, she was always thin, but she looks really bony and skinny
now. You remember what happened when Karen Carpenter died? She had, what do they call it when you don't eat? What's the
anorexia?
Name of that?
Yeah.
Anorexia.
Yeah.
Right. And Celine Dion looks like she's got it. Same thing. Awful. Oof. 44 past the hour as we observe what's going on here on the DJV program.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
48 after the hour on the DJV program. So here in Massachusetts, there are a number of towns. Most every state has its cities and towns that are, shall we say, upscale. Milton, Massachusetts, one of those places. And there's a family there, probably more than one, but this is the recognition. This shows you kind of what people are about. I was talking with some folks at the Eastleigh Farm event this past weekend. Lady came up to me, she said, "Do you know, I listen to a guy on the radio, and he's got a voice, wonderful voice, and he's got a farm around here somewhere. He talks about it on the radio all the time. Do you know anything about him?"
No way, really?
Yes, absolutely.
She's what did you say?
Nashua, New Hampshire, came down to the Civil War thing. I looked at her, I said, "That's me." And she looked at me. She said, "Can I tell, what, really?" And got a picture, and a lady who whose daughter or granddaughter, or niece, I think, had me in school when I was teaching in the 70s, told her mother that her aunt was that her teacher owned the farm where the Civil War thing was going to be. It was just kind of cute, actually. It was
nice.
One of those things. Anyway, so this kid, his family, trying to live a somewhat normal life. He's got a lot of toys. Parents put it out in the yard for him to play. The neighbors are upset because the toys are an eyesore, and they're complaining to the city. As a matter of fact, the neighbors sent a letter, and this is what it read. "Hey, hoarders, give the property owners here in Milton a break and remove all of the dump-diving children's play stuff you have on your front lawn. It's an eyesore to the neighborhood, and if we call the Board of Health, they might determine it unsanitary and condemn the whole mess."
Oh, well, if it's a hoarding situation, then I'm on the side of the neighbors, because when we moved out of Manhattan, our next-door neighbor was an old man hoarder, and it's a horrible situation.
I don't believe that's the case here at all. I think there's just a lot of toys for the kid to keep himself occupied. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money Pit time!
Money Pit!
There it is. I don't feel like I am satiated enough musically until I hear...
Say in tune?
The Money Pit! Yeah, right. He's being a wise guy. Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, co-hosts, and Doug co-hosts the fabulous Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program heard around the country every weekend, and some of our listeners listen to him here and there. An example of that probably is Kevin in New York, whose home was built in 1969. The upstairs lights sometimes flicker when they are turned on. It stops a few seconds after it happens, but he says he's concerned. Should I be? No, sir, just hold those wires together for a while, and you'll be fine.
Well, I mean, flickering lights is not a good sign, and it's a sign of a short somewhere in the circuit. It's not a normal lighting behavior, especially if it's newer and it's developing. So I think you definitely are at a situation where you need to have an electrician look at it. And here's why I'm particularly concerned, and that's because you mentioned the year your home was built. Between around 65 and 72, 73, a lot of homes in the country, Doug, were made with aluminum branch circuit wiring. Now, a branch circuit is the wire, the smaller wires that go to lights at outlets and switches. Mm-hmm. And in that period of time, there was a lot of folks using aluminum to do that wiring. And it turned out that that wiring will expand and contract so much that it loosens in the terminals and it starts to arc, which is not good. Starts to develop resistance and fires. So I would definitely want to know what kind of wiring you have in that house, Kevin, and I would definitely have an electrician dig into it further because of the year and that behavior. It doesn't sound like it's a safe situation.
All right. Next up, Kate has a refrigerator that's not working well. She's wondering if she should call a repairman or just start over with a new refrigerator. I will, as a postscript on this, I brought a truckload of scrap metal to the junkyard last week, and I'm sitting there watching, waiting to dump my truck. And there's a truck from the local large, it's not a chain, it's a local appliance outfit. And what was coming off of that truck, Tom, was appliance all the latest model refrigerators, the dryers and washing machines that came. You know, they have all of this, the big glass doors and stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, none of this stuff lasts.
Yeah, that's none true. And here's the problem. We have a disposable society today because repair costs are so high that it really is a difficult decision whether or not you should toss it or try to fix it. And, Doug, I really think it comes down to three things, and that is the age of the appliance, right?
Yeah.
Because you need to determine the risk of failure, and you also need to think about the replacement cost. Now, the younger the appliance, right, the more you should be willing to spend on repair, but the older the appliance, the less. If it's out of warranty, too, that kind of impacts it because, you know, warranty is the wild card, and if it's under warranty, you'll get it fixed no matter what it is, big or small. But if it's out of warranty, you know, then you have to think about really whether or not you want to have somebody come and fix it or not. So I think with a refrigerator, the low-risk years for a refrigerator are probably the first, say, 5 to 8 years, and when it gets beyond that, it gets higher. We actually have a post on MoneyPit.com, if you just search repair versus replace, where we suggest a percentage of replacement costs that you might be comfortable spending on a repair. So if it's a low-risk repair, then we have calculated that we think you should be spending no more than 40% of the cost of replacement on a repair. So that might cover, for example, the cost of a new compressor in a refrigerator. But we give you some guidance there to help you decide if it's something you should fix or replace. But like you say, today appliance costs are coming down, and longevity is going out the window. And so, yeah, we're throwing away a lot of metal and a lot of machines. Yes,
a lot of machines. Cody listens in Colorado, has a new home, or he bought a home, not new, and he doesn't know what to do about his aging furnace and the water heater, carpeting, all that stuff.
He wants to know how to prioritize, and he's trying to decide whether he should replace the furnace and water heater, update his floors, or update his bathrooms. And I say first, the water heater, if they're working and safe, you don't have to do that right away, Cody, so I would get those serviced. Carpeting and floors is an easy fix, especially if the carpeting is over the floors. Carpeting makes a great drop cloth for hardwood floors because they were put in years ago and covered with carpeting. And bathrooms, you can't go wrong on that remodel. That's one that will definitely get you a good return on investment.
Right. All right. There's the sage of fixing things, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit, MoneyPit.com, 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.